With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. A West Monroe man turned himself into police after reportedly snatching an elderly woman's purse at Glenwood Regional Medical Center early Monday. 21-year-old Jeremy Germain Lenoir faces charges of crime against a 65-year or older victim and purse snatching. The arrest report states that early Monday, West Monroe police went to Glenwood in reference to the purse snatching. The 75-year-old victim reported that a black male took her purse while she was seated in the intensive care unit's waiting room. The victim, who was uninjured in the incident, told police the suspect fled the scene on foot. Her purse was found near the hospital's north entrance with two wallets and $400 reportedly missing. Police say Lenoir was in custody after he called later that morning wanting to turn himself in. Only a year into privatization, a bitter feud has erupted from a deal that transferred management of LSU Shreveport and Monroe hospitals to a research foundation that had never run a patient care facility. Now, finger-pointing and traded jabs of mismanagement threatened to mar the contractual arrangement that Governor Bobby Jindal orchestrated and praised as improving the future of health care for Louisiana. The dispute comes at a bad time for the Jindal administration, as it's asking federal officials to approve Medicaid financing plans for that hospital privatization deal and several others in South Louisiana. Without federal approval, the contracts cannot work because there's not enough money to support them, and the state could have to repay what it's already spent on them. LSU claims it's owed more than $25 million for services rendered as part of the 10-month-old management transfer. The Division of Administration announces that in the first 2 months of the fiscal year, a newly created state office has already saved the state more than $5 million. Louisiana Radio Network's Eric Gill reports on the new department.
Assistant Director of Technology Services Neil Underwood says the Office of Technology Services brings in all the IT staff from executive branch departments to streamline support, operations, and purchasing power. He says they're off to a great start.
Our goal for the entire fiscal year is to save approximately $25 million.
Underwood says the savings accrued by the Office of Technology Services will not just go away. He says that money will be available to reinvest directly into programs that serve the citizens of Louisiana. Eric Gill reporting.
This is KEDM News.